Now, we have seen four constraints on word combination. The partial order of word dependence, which created sentence structure, the likelihood inequalities, which fit word meanings, the reduction of high likelihood word occurrences, and the linearization. Each acts on the resultant of its predecessor. The four constraints partition the set of sentences into two major sets. Without the third, just the first, without the reduction, the other three, create a base set from which all other sentences are derived. What is important here is that neither the base set nor the other set, the derived set of the partition, is merely a residue of the other. It isn't that the structure of the base set is just a description of all those sentences which could not be derived from something. Nor are the derivations just any change needed to obtain the remaining sentences from the base set. Rather, the base set and the derivations each have simple and understandable structures on their own terms, and it is a non-trivial result that the whole set of sentences is characterized by just these two structures. Now, a few properties of the structures as they result from the constraints, first of the base and then of the set of reduced sentences. In the base, virtually all sentence words are simple, not composite, since affixes are generally reductions of next words. This, of course, makes the formulation of the base incomparably easier. Few words have more than one defining dependence. If we had a word like expect with two different objects, I expect two types of objects. I expect John to come or to go away, and I expect John. One is a noun, the other is a sentence object. We usually find ways of deriving one from the other. The dependence defines just a few large word classes. The ones requiring no, the ones requiring one word requiring no, requiring two words requiring no. You can say that put requires three words requiring no. I put the book on the table. You don't just say I put the book. And then, as I said, requiring no and a word that requires something, non-no, and so forth. These are the only classes that are defined in the base. The composition in terms of partial ordering of each sentence is transparent in the linear form because the operator is always between its two arguments, and so it builds up for the whole thing. As will be seen, furthermore, in a moment, the base suffices for all the information carried by language. So it's certainly of considerable importance for us.